Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Writers Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, your brothers, we read comics.
Normally, they're modern comics, but sometimes they're either golden or silver or bronze age comics, whatever this is.
Whatever the fuck this is.
I've never known how to tell.
I think
is like, golden like the oldest?
Golden's like 30s, 40s.
That's like the start of like Superman, right? Or Action Comics 1.
Yeah.
And then
I think Silver Age is like
isn't like a crisis
like, 60s, 70s. Oh, that might separate it.
Crisis separates them, and I don't know.
But Bronze Age is like 80s. And then
until like what? Like New 52 or something?
No. Cuz like I feel like it's like Bronze Age and then they just call it 90s comics, you know?
Yeah, 90s is actually a good era of comics.
That should be its own category.
Like the weird clone saga stuff and there's fucking Lobo like running around.
Yeah, there's Spawn.
We should read a Lobo. Have we read? Eh. Dude, I feel like there's probably some good shit out there.
I think there's like a Lobo Christmas special.
Ooh. Good choice.
I don't know. Maybe if like a Lobo thing ever comes out, but I have like no interest in Lobo.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like not a character that I'm like, ooh, what is this?
You know? Lobo head?
Yeah. It's like, it's so 90s that I'm like, this doesn't even look like an alien. It just looks like a goth kid.
I liked when they turned Lobo into like a little emo kid. And then they're like, this is Lobo now.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there.
Anyway, we're recording back to back. That's why we're wearing the same clothes. We don't just have a designated podcast clothes.
Yep.
We're just cranking out pods.
Yes, we are, because I am going on a trip and I'm making Daniel's life hard.
Yeah. Got to read lots of comics and do lots of editing.
Yes.
But that's okay, because we just had to read Aquaman, Death of a Prince, because Aquaman 2, The Lost Kingdom or something.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd the kingdom go? I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably in the ocean.
I thought you knew where the kingdom was.
You should know.
Who but moved the kingdom?
But to be fair, ocean's pretty big. I think it's like most of the earth.
Yeah.
Like 70% maybe.
Something like that.
So it's understandable if he loses one kingdom, I think.
Yeah, and so because there's Aqua Baby.
Which is what they call him.
In the movie. His name is Aqua Baby.
They introduce him as, oh, look, it's Aqua Baby.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how long does he become Aqua Toddler and then Aqua Preteen? How does this work?
They draw him like he's Aqua Toddler. He's definitely not like a baby. He's got like a full head of hair.
Yeah, he does.
And like teeth.
Yes, sir.
He's got a job. Like
he's got a 401k.
Yeah,
he had Aqua Baby.
So yeah, we had to go to the infamous comic books of the death of Aqua Baby. Spoilers. I think the title insinuates what happens.
Yeah, it's very clear in the cover. There's like a little, what do they call it, headstone.
Arthur Curry Jr. Big spoilers.
What's his last name?
Curry.
Does Jr. come after the last name?
Yeah, like
yeah, like Martin Luther King Jr. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
one of the same. These two.
Martin Jr.
Luther King. I was right off the tongue.
I was like, yeah, like Odell Beckham Jr. Like, I don't know if you know OBJ, but like.
But then like when you're calling him by his first name, it's not. Don't the people say like Arthur Jr. or something?
Yeah, if you just. Jr. always comes at the end. It seems like.
Okay, got it.
It's like a period.
Okay, that's good.
Anyway, well, what'd you think of this, Nathan?
Dude, this was miserable. You know, I hate old comics.
It was not that bad.
It is so bad and boring and so lame.
They don't
dumb
even give
stupid.
You full issues. They give you like seven pagers.
They feel like full issues though. I'm reading it and they're like explaining the shit that's happening on the page and I'm like, I get it. I know he's using his fucking telepathy to order some fish to go die for him. I see that on the page. You don't have to tell me. And then it's just like it's so dense.
I like old artwork though.
Dude, it's actually really good.
Yeah,
it's like agree. Awesome. I'm like, wow, this is if there's less words, I'd be all fucking about this.
So, this had what? Like 20 issues in it or something?
Dude, it's so long. And we don't even see a baby for most of it.
Yeah, you don't see a baby for like...
for like the first four chapters or something.
No, first eight, the eighth chapter.
The eighth chapter is when we see Aqua Baby.
Yeah, and so like a majority of these, you could have totally skipped.
Yeah.
I don't know why they were included in this trade. It was just the issues around the main issue.
There's very like loose threads in between each issue.
Yeah.
But like... a fucking footnote would have been great.
There's like two issues that are important in this.
Yeah.
But we had to like read it to find that out.
And it's so expensive.
The book?
Yeah. Did you read on Hoopla or something? Okay.
How much was it?
This motivated me to get a fucking library card. So I signed up for it. I have to go pick it up. Because I tried to avoid.
Did you buy this?
Yeah, $26, Daniel.
Jesus.
I spent $26 on this shit and I was miserable the whole time. And so I tried to avoid it too because there's a collection, the like 80th anniversary of Aquaman or something.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, well, let me see what issues that one includes. And it includes all the same ranges of issues as this does. And it was cheaper. So I bought that, but they like yoinked random ones in there. So even though on the back it says like, you know, Adventure Comics 40 fucking whatever to 80 whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, great. It's got everything in Death of the Prince and it's cheaper. I bought it and then it wasn't the right one.
Oh, no.
And so I think I returned it, but I've never done that before.
Oh, on like Kindle or on Comixology?
On like Amazon digital store or whatever.
You know what? Yeah, Comixology used to be easy. You just have to like send an email and be like, hey, yeah. I actually bought these, but I have them already. They're like, oh yeah, that happens. And then they just like refund you.
Yeah.
So, you keep the comics, but like you just like can't return it.
I don't think that's how it works digitally.
That's how it did, but
take it away from you. That's no, why physical no media is important.
At this point, Comixology is dead. It's all just a faint memory.
Dude. I know.
So, like, most of these issues are just kind of, like, monster of the week kind of things.
Yeah.
Where he's just, like, fighting some random guy, and it has nothing to do with, like, the tragedy.
But I think it's because, like, Adventure Comics wasn't just Aquaman. Like, it would have things...
At this point, it was, like, a majority Aquaman.
Yeah, it was. So, anyway.
And, like, Aquaman's a fucking busy guy.
Dude, he is. It's, like, one thing after the other. He's got so many aquatic-based villains.
Yeah. So crazy. Did you read like the beginning, like through?
I read everything up until Baby Die, and then I read like a couple chapters after that.
Okay. Like one so or two. I read like the first four and then skipped three.
Okay.
Until I saw the baby. Read six more.
And you're like,
skipped one, read three, skipped one, read two. And then just kind of like flip through the fucking pages. Dude, at that point.
It's really funny because it feels like they knew Aqua Baby was going to die for like a while. And they like give you like fake outs like a lot.
Did you read this confessions thing at the beginning?
No.
It's kind of interesting.
What is it? It's from Paul Levitz, right?
Yeah. And so he's just talking about how like he was like young and like he was like basically being pushed out. At this point where he's going to be fired because, like, I guess his people thought his writing wasn't that good. And then something happened where, like, another guy got fired that was going to replace him. So he just came back and then he killed the baby.
Nice.
And so it was just, like, very, very brief and very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, this is definitely a product of the time. But this is why I don't like old comics because it's just very long and
it's, like, it seems like this should be, like, a more important thing. But, like, it's just, like... It barely focuses on the episode, on the issue that it happens.
It's absurd.
Yeah, like it happens and then it just kind of moves on. I have so much
to say when we get there, but yeah.
Yeah, let's just get into it, I guess.
So yeah,
Adventure Comics 444.
Yeah, I didn't even... Did you have all those written down? Because I just said chapter one and then I went...
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay, cool. Every single one's kind of self-contained, but they're all very campy. So I just kind of like summarize most of it. But Black Manta exposes an Atlantis farm to a chemical that puts everybody to sleep so that he could steal some stuff. But it only makes Aquaman get like groggy. He's not like completely asleep because he's so much stronger.
Yeah.
And so Black Manta has been like stealing food and shit. So the next time Manta attacks a farm, Aquaman dresses as a farmer, but he's got scuba gear on. So he's not affected by the chemicals. And then he beats up Black Manta, and then he tells him to leave.
Black Manta looks so sick when he's blue.
Dude, he's pretty fucking cool at this. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I know.
He's
just a buff man with the helmet. He seems
like a character that's like out of his normal era. Like, you know, what was the Other Earth book where it's like...
The Wrong Earth.
The Wrong Earth, yeah. And it was like the modern version of like Batman, but whatever it was in that universe, thrown into like campy shit. That's what...
That was my Natra series of that year.
That was what?
That was my Nacho series of that year.
Oh, yeah, for sure it was. Yeah. And that's what, like, Black Manta feels like in this.
But, yeah, it's like, yeah, like I totally agree. He's kind of scary, but just doesn't fit in this, like, era,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And so Aquaman has someone make a robot replica of him to handle king shit while Aquaman does hero shit. And then the Bagala, is that what his name was? The Boogala attacks. And Aquaman... discovers that the control point of this fake monster who ends up being fake is The control point is within his own decoy that he just had made. So he smashes himself and then arrests the man that made the decoy, who also made the Bugula. And he was working with Black Manta secretly, I guess.
But real quick, these guys look like Blue Beetle. Like Black Manta's like henchmen or whatever.
His henchmen people?
Yeah.
Let me go back.
I got it right there. You can't see?
Oh, well, yeah. Like Ted Kord Blue Beetle.
Yeah, Ted Kord Blue Beetle.
Aren't they underwater? They just have their mouths out?
Yeah, dude. What the hell?
So is he working with... No, he's trying to like turn people into...
I think they're in a submarine or something.
Okay. What the fuck is a Bugula?
So it's weird that like... Sorry, you kind of went to the next one, but like... Aquaman like knocks out Black Manta, right? Mm-hmm. And then he just like gives him back to the henchmen rather than like locking him up or something.
Yeah, he's like, take him and scram.
Yeah. Kind of
deal. He's like, don't come back.
Get here.
And which seems a little silly because it seems like you've had a relationship with Black Manta. So you just get him. But yeah, I agree.
I like this like shading in like these like old comics, you know? It's just like a lot of dots. Kind of not quite like the screen tone, but like...
They explain a lot. In like some of these panels, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, sometimes it's cool.
When does Aquaman get his like hook hand? That's what I want to read.
I think that's like Bronze Age or 90s. That's got to be 90s, right?
Is it Morrison that did that?
Does he have a Aquaman run?
I think I just made that up in my head.
He's got a hook hand, but I don't think Grant Morrison was ever on it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Did you say that this professor that made the robots was hired by Manta?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, so the next one, Adventure Comics 441. There's...
He gets directions from a fish.
What are you on?
Page 24?
Oh, yeah. That was part of the last one. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I didn't really write down what happened here. It doesn't really matter.
Do you see this monster, dude, that's in the cave?
The weird squid monster thing is cool.
Yeah.
It looks like...
It's, like, very freaky.
Actually, it's like
nightmare
weird,
fuel.
Yeah, it really is.
It's like a fever dream. It seems like something to be in like space crater or something like that. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily like in the ocean, but.
Yeah. So next chapter, there's some pirate dude named Demo who comes in.
Demo.
Is it Demo, you think?
Yeah, it's like Captain Nemo, but it's Captain Demo.
Okay, Captain Demo.
He's being lazy.
He comes in to fight Aquaman and he leverages bombs placed all over Atlantis to get leverage over Aquaman. And then Aquaman finds like a big oyster and then he puts like a connection disruptor thing to clamp onto the pirate's arm so that he can't blow up Atlantis. And so he's like, I got you now, but he manages to get away. And that's pretty much everything that happens.
But that was funny. Is like the pirate like calls him on like this like Zoom conference.
Yeah.
And
very ahead of its time.
I just thought it'd be really funny if like this pirate just had like bad connection issues, you know? And it's like,
he's like, man.
Yeah.
Cause you can't get much of reception underwater. I don't think.
Yeah. Like in the depths of the ocean.
Yeah. Mera's like way cooler than Aquaman, right?
Yeah, dude, she's way cooler than like Green Lantern because she's basically water Green Lantern.
I don't know if I go that far, but
she's water Green Lantern.
She's cooler than Aquaman
because she can make
she's
water
from a
constructs,
fucking different
dude.
Dimension.
That's crazy.
In here, and
that's
then
way
she's
too
like,
much.
Because I'm in a different. I know this early
in the dimension. Well. You get to the dimension like in the water.
Yeah,
or something.
And so she like turns water into like hard stuff, and so it's kind of like Green Lantern when you're in the ocean. And is that normally what she can do?
I have no fucking
clue. She's like waterbend? We've read Aquaman before, but I barely remember it.
Do you see this caption that has like a hand on it?
Yeah, I do love that.
It's like, yeah, I know how to fucking read a book. You don't have to point to what direction I'm supposed to be flipping.
Sometimes they weren't sure, you know? And there's a funny scene where Aquaman dives in for a punch on Mera, which is funny to me because he was like trying to prevent Demo from blowing up Atlantis. And I just think it's funny because he just kind of like dives in for a punch on Mera. Because he's trying to stop her from doing anything that would get Atlantis to be blown up, but she's not filled in on the situation. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, that's pretty much that chapter. The next one.
This is where I tapped out.
This is where you tapped out. So let me explain what happened.
Start skipping around.
Daniel, there's an American cargo ship in the ocean that's carrying the materials for an atomic bomb. It was hijacked by some terrorists. And there was a missile sent on its way to blow something up or to blow up the cargo ship. And Aquaman stops it. And then he later goes and he beats up all the terrorists on the boat. And that's all he really does. But at one point, he rides a missile.
I saw that.
I always love that. Love seeing that and stuff. he can apparently control eagles that are sea eagles. And that's why he can control them.
There's no such thing as a sea eagle, is there? But
he uses sea eagles to get up on the cargo ship one time. And then another time when he goes back onto the cargo ship, he uses flying fish that carry him up and over the cargo ship.
Hmm.
And I don't know how that happens.
Just, you know, really big jump, I guess.
Like, look at them. They're fucking launching. Like, flying fish.
That's a big ass ship.
Also, what's the evolutionary advantage of a flying fish? You think that would just make them more susceptible to, like, get picked up by birds?
They can do it all.
I don't understand.
You can also get away from sharks.
Ooh, good point. Yeah. Pick your poison.
Do you mind if I go to the bathroom?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, thanks, sir.
All right, listeners. Daniel's taking a poop right now. But I want to record this thing. Well, Daniel's, he might even cut it out. He might not even see this. But if he does see it, I'm going to try and get him to say a secret word. But I can't lead him into the word. Okay, you know? So the secret word that I'm going to try and convince him to say without him even knowing is coral. If he says coral, I win. If he doesn't say coral the rest of this episode, I lose. But I'll try and like have it be natural, you know? I don't want it to be like, oh, what's that shit at the bottom of the ocean? It's like super hard. And the reefs are leaving or getting destroyed. So I'm going to try and get him to say coral. 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 That's how Rick says it in The Walking Dead. All right. Ready?
Yeah, where are we?
We are on Adventure, this one, with the dolphin.
Adventure Comics 443.
Yeah. I like this issue.
Really? I skipped this one.
Aquaman finds out about a trained dolphin that is smuggling heroin into France. And he's like, what the fuck?
Oh, man, I gotta go back and read this one.
This one's kind of cool, actually. And so he's like, well, I gotta investigate that shit. And so after he follows it, he finds a floating marina that the dolphin comes from. And Aquaman runs into a villain called the Fisherman. And so the Fisherman, like, subdues him, and then he tries killing him in, like, a vacuum chamber because he can't, like, kill him normally by, like, stabbing him because he's got a really strong skin or whatever.
He actually has, like, a fishing pole and catches Aquaman.
Yeah, he's got a really strong fishing pole. He wraps it around him. It's
normal fishing wire.
Really fucking cool villain, by the way. I hope he shows up in Lost Kingdom.
Yeah, he shows up later, but I didn't really think about where he came from.
Yeah,
but.
And so he's the one training dolphins to smuggle heroin.
That's hilarious.
And so he puts him in a vacuum chamber. He tries to suck out all the air so he'd suffocate. But then he just like leaves. He doesn't want to like see it happen. And so Aquaman just orders an octopus to like break him out. And then he stops the fisherman. And that's
Dude, he does that later. Like the fisherman just like sets something up. He puts him in
another fucking chamber thing. It's not vacuum. And then he escapes out of that one too. And then I'm like, dude.
And then he leaves.
Yeah. The next one he does is so idiotic because he could have just like killed him.
Yeah.
While he was unconscious. But I think Aquaman having a villain called the Fisherman is very Silver Age or whatever this is. Yeah. So I like that.
It's just like, oh, he's like a fish guy.
And then there's like a dude, there's a cliffhanger at the end where he's like, I'm going to be the new king of Atlantis or whatever. And I'm like, bitch, who are you? I don't even know who you are. So
yeah,
not a great cliffhanger. But that brings us to the next one. The fifth chapter, Adventure Comics 444, I think.
Yep. And this is where we see Aquababy for the first time.
Yep. Our first appearance. I don't even know. It's not even first appearance, but our first appearance of Aquababy.
Like 100 pages in.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
Oh, wait, no. 70 pages in, but still.
So, Orm, the Ocean Master, is trying to get Serum X out of Aquaman, which gives Serum X gives Atlanteans water breathing ability. That's like the thing that Black Manta wants.
I thought it was air breathing ability.
Because
they're Atlanteans, right?
No, there's a thing. Oh, because
Atlantis is like a dome.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Aquaman finds out that he's no longer king of Atlantis, and it was given to some rando named Karshan. And then Aquaman's kicked out, and they kicked him out. He doesn't really know why, but I think he does. Basically, he's doing too much hero shit.
Dude, I really like this like retro Orm like design.
Dude, it's so good, right?
Is it so sick?
I really like it.
It's like better than the modern one, I think.
I know. Yeah, it feels like. Like some shit like Dave Gibbons would have like designed for Watchmen. Like it really, it gives that energy. And like we have a first like really good fight scene, I feel like, in this issue as well. Cause they're like kind of tussling over each other and shit. And there's like these silent pages, like give me a collage of just like all of this, you know?
Oh yeah. Super sick.
Like it's so cool. So fun. There's so much angst between them.
Mm-hmm.
And like it wasn't fucking diluted with like a bunch of words that I don't care about, you know? And so Aquaman sneaks back in to get Serum X, and then he gets into a fight with Ocean Master, and he beats him up with the help of Mera, who stopped someone from shooting missiles at them or something. So, yeah. Apparently, Karshan can control a shark. I think he can control one shark because he's got like a shark sidekick or some shit.
Okay.
And so there's like lots of villains that have variations on Aquaman's powers, but at different levels.
I thought it was like a robot shark or something.
It might. Ooh, yeah. Actually, I think that's
right. Or is that later?
There are drones of aquatic life. So I think that's probably what the shark is, maybe.
Okay.
Next chapter.
445.
Aquaman, Mera, and Aquababy go to a hideout that Aquaman has since he's exiled from Atlantis. He calls it the Aqua Cave. And maybe editorial is like, people love the Batcave. Give him an Aqua Cave. And I like the layout of this like layout page of the hideout.
Yeah, you got some bedrooms.
I don't know what the fuck they're hiding in, but it's like the entrance is like a clam. And you see like the monitor room, the
very
kitchen.
Very unassuming.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like an entrance for like a aquatic-based casino.
Dude, oh yeah. This would be a sick casino.
Yeah.
So they get ambushed and they're brought to a big octopus alien thing that's protecting a village from sharks.
But like the people in the village don't, they think like the octopus thing is going to attack them, but they're trying to get rid of it, even though it's protecting them from sharks.
Yeah. They're very conflicted, it seems like, on it. And so Aquaman and Mera kill this thing and then they leave and then Aquababy gets taken.
Yeah. And so the people in the village like just get killed. They just like, well, they don't show that, but they just swim away. And then we just, it's told that they get killed. I'm like, that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Those people that they saved, they're dead now.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they just move if, like, this thing's that big of a deal? Like, the octopus thing.
I don't think that they could. They're scared. I think they're, like, scared to escape it or some shit.
Didn't they kidnap Aquaman?
Well, maybe. Yeah. You're right. I don't know. The shit. Also, does Mera always have, like, this fucking design on her costume?
Like, the Hawaiian shirt design?
Like, Hawaiian shirt, but there's no different colors on it?
I guess maybe
seems weird.
The retro design.
Wait, does she have flippers? Dude, she has flippers on her feet. Look at this.
She can't swim very fast, I guess.
Wow. You'd think she would just control water to make her go faster. That's what I would do.
Sure.
Mera.
Yeah, so easy.
Next one.
Stupid.
446. So Aquababy was taken, but then we find out it was a fake out and it was just Topo, their pet octopus servant that was trying to save the baby.
Yeah.
I like Topo a lot.
Yeah, he's cool.
Also, I learned a lot about octopus this week. Did you know that each of their tentacles has like their own little brain?
No, that's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
Octopuses are definitely
octopi.
Some of the coolest creatures like on Earth.
Dude, yeah. I saw a video of one going through a maze. And you could see like how smart they are.
Wow.
And it was awesome.
I saw one just kind of like fucking around by some coral and it kept like changing colors and shit.
Yeah, they could do that like instantly. They're like way better than iguanas.
Yeah.
Is that what the one that changes?
Iguana? Chameleon.
Chameleon, thank you. Iguanas are just lame lizards that don't change colors. But yeah, like octopi could do it fucking fast.
Yeah.
And they could change the texture of their skin and shit.
Yeah, that's very gross.
And they make friends, Daniel. They have friends with people. You should watch My Octopus Teacher. It's actually sick.
Yeah, they can be teachers.
Yeah. Also, they can fit through any hole that's as long as it's larger than the size of like their little beak.
Beak. Okay.
Like, they have like a little beak on the bottom. It's like the width of like a nickel or something. Or maybe like a quarter. And so they could just like fit all their organs and shit through whatever opening as long as like their beak can get through, because that's the only hard part of their body.
They'd get all goopy?
Yeah, they'd get all goopy and they like, you could see videos of them like on like boats and shit and they just like go through like the gutter or some shit and it like takes like a little bit of time sometimes, but I'm like,
it just goes through their plumbing.
I'm like, how does that not fuck up their fucking brain or something?
I don't know. Very squishy brain.
Dude, I love octopus. It's like number two of my favorite animals. Pop quiz is my favorite animal.
It's a weird one. Sloth.
No, a fennec fox.
Is that the red one?
Yeah. Nice. Like, they're like tiny. They got big ears. Pretty cute. Look it up.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So Topo saved the baby. And then Robin calls Aquaman. And he's like, I haven't seen Aqualad in a little bit. Can you find him?
And I skipped all the Aqualad shit.
Dude, I got so sick of Aqualad by the end of this.
I was like, this is important. That's what I'm here for.
They made him so fucking cool. in Young Justice, Aqualad.
Yeah, that's a cooler one.
Yeah, he's cool. He's got like weird water powers, kind of like Mera, but he's got...
Yeah, light water powers.
Yeah.
He's got these whips or something.
Mm-hmm. He's black now, which is cool.
Way better.
Yeah. And so Aqualad is on land in a club as a waiter trying to bust some like smuggling thing that's happening, which gets Aqualad into trouble with Black Manta, who's running the operation. And then Aquaman and Aquagirl comes in randomly to help, but Black Manta gets away and they're confused on why Black Manta was doing that in the first place.
Who's Aquagirl?
I don't know. She comes in fucking randomly. We don't ever see her again.
You show me the page.
Dude.
Is that the girl in yellow?
Yeah, it's the girl in yellow. And they say it's like, oh, we brought Aquagirl this time. And I'm like, who the fuck is Aquagirl? hold on. Let me find the page.
I just see one panel with her in it.
Yeah. Which is why I'm so confused. Yeah, it's like...
She's like a tag team partner in like SmackDown versus Raw. Yeah,
it's in like Aquaman's closely followed by Aquagirl, who scrabbles up a rope ladder. what is that verb, scrabbles?
Yeah.
She's playing a board game. Yeah, she's got like a weird yellow costume. We don't even see her face fully.
Hmm.
It's absurd.
Bizarre.
There's a part in this issue that I really like where Black Manta like anchors a girl to like something heavy and like pushes her in the water so that she'd sink down.
Yeah.
And Aqualad has like no reaction to this. And Black Manta is like, wow, you're so insensitive. Like, why would you have a bigger reaction to this woman dying? But he's the one that did it. And so I'm like, who are you to fucking judge? It was just a very absurd interaction because Aqualad is like stone cold about it.
I don't know how technology worked back then, but after the call, like the FaceTime with Robin, Aquaman just shuts off the call by slamming it.
He's like, over and out. Dude, I wish it worked that way. That'd be so cool.
So he turned it off.
Ending a fucking Teams meeting, just punch your monitor.
Have a great day.
All right, we'll circle back later. Bam. That'd be sick.
Like, I read so much of this so literally. I'm like, wait a minute, you know?
Why did he punch it?
Like, I try not to read so things funny. In the context, you know? I'm just like, that's weird.
Surely that's not how that works.
Yeah, I'm like, this was done in like the 70s. Yeah.
I think Paul Levitz has just like hit his TV with like the antennas enough times to make it work.
Yeah. So
he's like, whatever. Next chapter.
Also, like, Black Panther's like gun running to Atlantis. There's some, that was like a wrinkle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's smuggling like laser rifles and shit into Atlantis.
Yeah, I don't know. I stopped at like page like 100 here and then just kind of flipped through.
All right, so next one's 447. Black Manta finds the location of the Aqua Cave and he sends sharks to retrieve Mera and Aqua Baby.
That can shoot lasers.
That shoot freaking laser beams.
From their freaking heads.
Yeah. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, this is
Austin Powers.
This is where Austin Powers got it from.
Yeah. Black Manta is just Dr. Evil, apparently.
Yeah. Aquaman has a lead on where Black Manta is equipping men with laser rifles. And then he goes there and he gets trapped there because the fisherman like knocks him out with like an explosion or something. And then he puts Aquaman on hooks. And he puts him on like a rig where the hooks are pulling him into laser rifles that will like cut him in half. But then Aquaman escapes by like flipping out of it or something. And then he subdues the fisherman. And I'm like, shoot him with the lasers when he's unconscious. Why do you need to hook him up to a saw trap?
Yeah.
I'm like, you have these lasers. You had to rig them up to like shoot in different directions to really make sure that he can't escape out of it. And then he just like flips out of it.
Yeah.
Also, he just
swings out.
There's a thing that Aquaman mentions.
Why is there a Confederate flag?
You know, he's not a good guy.
Is that a carpet?
I don't know. They mention the Confederate flag, and I was like, that's weird, but you know, whatever. Did you know that there used to be a rule that Aquaman can only be out of water for an hour?
I did not know that.
He says that in here, and I'm like...
Can he take like a bowl of water and then just like push face in it?
That's a good question. I don't know.
And then be chill.
Like, is he able to just like chill in a jacuzzi and he's good for forever? Or like,
can he be like Davy Jones where like he just gets like a bucket full of water and can be on land if he just stands in that?
Oh, that is what they do in Pirates, isn't
it? Yeah, they do that in the third one when they have that meeting.
I like the idea of him just like getting a big bowl of water and fucking doing that.
Yeah.
Or like maybe he brings around like a squirt gun and he just shoots into his mouth or whatever.
There's a bit that was weird because like Aqua Baby and Mera get like attacked by these sharks, the mm-hmm. laser sharks in the Aqua Cave.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sharks take them to Atlantis. And I just wanted to see a panel where they just like I don't know, had them in their teeth or something.
Going miles.
Yeah, and just like transporting them or whatever.
This is like one of the instances where I'm like, oh, this is where the baby dies. The baby is in a shark's mouth. And this happens so often. Like Topo takes the baby and I'm like, the baby's got to die. Let's get into it. And then Topo's nice. Uh-huh. And then the sharks take the baby and I'm like, sweet, the baby's about to die. But no, they're just transport, I guess. They're underwater Uber.
Yeah.
So I feel like it happens a lot where this baby's in like really bad situations and he just doesn't die.
Yeah. So 448.
Yeah. Aquaman's trying to find Mera and Aqua Baby and he runs into Black Manta. Black Manta knocks him out and turns him into Karshan, who's now like the king of Atlantis.
But Karshan is working
with Black Manta. Yeah. So Karshan pays Black Manta with a map to something and Black Manta's like, sweet, thanks. And then Karshan and Aquaman fight and Karshan reveals himself as a tiger shark. He changes from the form of a man to Tiger Shark, which is a random Green Lantern and Superman villain, I guess, because they mentioned that a lot.
So he
was a mutated Tiger Shark this whole fucking time. But I guess it's a villain that didn't start as Aquaman, but because he's Shark, they're like, we got to fucking put this guy in an Aquaman
book. The fact that he's like this space like villain.
A space shark.
Is insane to me.
It's absurd. You don't need to do that, you know? I hope they put that in the second movie.
What was the first appearance of Tiger Shark?
I think it was Green Lantern.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So Shark gives Aquaman 1 hour to escape his hunt. So they do like the world's most dangerous game type thing. And if he can survive, then he will stop being the King of Atlantis or something. So Aquaman lures Tiger Shark into more radiation, which turns him back into a normal shark. And he's able to knock him out. So he's a tiger shark and the pollution of the ocean made him stronger. And so what he does is he throws more pollution onto him and that has a reverse effect for some reason. And then he's able to like fucking kill him.
I don't know.
And so now they make Vulko the king of Atlantis and Aquaman can just be Aquaman doing shit again. So,
yeah, because he can't do both, I guess.
And like, I don't know. This was a weird twist because Tiger Shark comes out and I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Like he was kind of like a
Star Trek villain or something.
Dude, he does. This is the most Star Trek fucking panel I've seen in my life.
Yeah, the suit doesn't help.
No, it doesn't. So yeah, wild issue. That is something to appreciate about these comics. Like you don't know what the fuck's coming.
Yeah.
So next one, 449 Adventure Comics. The Marauder, who's a man that can also control sea life, takes over a medical cargo like ship to then resell for a higher rate. And then Aquaman and Mera stop another attack from him, but they're both swallowed by a big whale. And then Aquaman gets them out when like the whale's like out of range of this other Marauder guy. And so Aquaman tries really hard to like control the whales taking the cargo. And then he like does it. This is like the lamest issue.
And then he starts beating up dolphins.
He does beat up a few dolphins. And yeah, I just think it's funny if they did like a Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Like they're both like swallowed by a whale.
Were they shot out of his blowhole?
I wish they got... Dude, it would be so funny if they shot out of the blowhole.
If, like, Finding Nemo just stole from this very specific issue of, like, Aquaman?
Yeah. And since, like, this whale is being controlled by, like, Marauder and it's trying to be controlled by Aquaman, there's a part where Aquaman thinks so hard about changing, like, the trajectory of this whale that he passes out. And I think that's pretty funny. But it's also a thing... So Marauder can control sea life, but only sea life that is air breathing. Which is so specific, I feel like.
Doesn't that make them not sea life?
No, because there's like dolphins that like breathe air. And I think whales breathe air technically because they have the blowhole, right? So there's like specific sea life that needs to breathe air. And that's what he can control.
All right.
It's just funny, like just thinking of villains for Aquaman, must have been so hard.
Like what if they controls... fish, but ones that breathe air.
What if he can only control sea life that has legs? So like crabs, is that something?
Yeah.
Put it in.
What if Aquaman controls flying fish? And that would be cool. He flies on them.
Does sea eagle count? Is that a thing? And then they had to like...
What if we make up an animal?
for this. Are sea eagles even a thing?
I don't think so.
I'm gonna look it up.
I'm sure there's eagles around the sea.
Nope. Oh yeah. Sea eagle or fish eagle is any of the birds of prey.
Oh.
In the subfamily Haliaceae of the bird of prey fam. There's too many words here.
Does it look like a normal bald eagle?
It looks like a bald eagle, yeah. Straight up. So.
So it's just a bald eagle on vacation.
it's got a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. At a summer house.
Yeah. All right.
Adventure Comics 450.
More fucking cargo gets brought down by a villain, Daniel. That's the only situation.
But this time it's Aquaman a plane.
Can be in. This time it's a plane. So it's air cargo. And this time it's Weather Wizard trying to take some shit to fight the Flash with, but Aquaman steps in because it's in his territory.
Weather Wizard's like pulling like a Moses kind of thing, and he's like, he's parting the seas.
This is my favorite example of like the cargo shit being stolen, because it's just a Flash villain, and I like when villains fight other heroes.
They cross over.
Yeah, I think it's fun. So Aquaman gets his ass beat, but then he comes back and he wins again. That's pretty much what happens. And then the B plot is Aqualad was confronted by some crazy dude named McCann. And he's like, you stole my son or something. And then Aqualad knocks him out. But he's like, I want to learn more. And this is where I stopped caring about Aqualad, because I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
He has like some heritage that he doesn't know about, I guess. But I'm very annoyed that like most of these start with some fucking cargo transport going wrong. So I'm like, this is all you got?
This next issue I read because of the cover.
Yes. We see some Starro.
Yes. In Adventure Comics 451.
Yes. So Topo the Octopus unexpectedly takes Aqua Baby and runs him into a giant crab. And Starro the Conqueror is like controlling the crab, I think. But this is a different piece of Starro that regenerated to full size and has Starro's memories and his powers amplified because of the ocean pollution.
Mm-hmm.
So Starro
in this specific area.
Starro fought the Justice League, but he planted like a seed Starro so that if he died, he would have his memories transported into this Starro. But this Starro is stronger because ocean pollution or whatever.
Yeah.
So Aquaman has like some fish just shoot clean water at Starro to like depower him. So Starro has to be stank in order to like be strong. Yeah. And so some clean water just, you know, rinses that off and then he beats him. And then Aquaman finds some people that are like looking for Aqualad. But there's a part in this book where they like tease something and they're like, oh, but more on that later. They'll like put something random for like two panels and you're like, oh, what's this? And they're like, oh, yeah, more on that later.
Yeah.
And it's very lazy. But
I mean, I feel like comics still do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. But not as immediate. All right, we're almost done. Let's keep going.
Adventure Comics 452.
Aquaman goes to try and find his son and Aqualad, which brings him to some Black Manta thugs that knock him out. So Aqua Baby never got recovered when he ran into Starro. Aquaman wakes up in a prison with Aqualad, and Aqua Baby and Topo are caged. And Black Manta makes Aquaman and Aqualad fight each other in order to save Aqua Baby. So like one of them has to kill each other. And there's a fight, but Aquaman controls Topo to help him out and take out Black Manta, but it's too late and Aqua Baby suffocates. Okay. Aqua Baby fucking dies. I read through 200-ish pages and Aquaman is sad for about two panels before he's like, I gotta go get revenge.
He's too full of rage.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
He dies and it's like, that's it. And we see one panel of a dead baby. And then he's like, I gotta go get I gotta go get fucking Black Manta.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Also, Topo is the reason that Aqua Baby fucking died, because he brought Aqua Baby. It's explained that Topo takes Aqua Baby to get Aquaman's attention because he needs to like tell him something.
Yeah.
And I think he wanted to tell him about Starro or some shit. And then he just got like wrapped up in the situation.
Something like that.
But they don't. He doesn't like be like, Topo, what the fuck was that? You caused my baby to die. And then also Aqualad, after seeing this, is like, I don't know, Aquaman, our vibe's off. Because like you like really tried to kill me just then. And I don't know if I want to be your partner anymore. And I'm like, what? Because they were pinned against each other to save Aqua Baby. But he's so offended that Aquaman tried to kill him.
Yeah.
Absurd.
So Black Manta has been hiring like goons that are black.
Yes.
And he's like, I've been hiring my people. And he takes his like helmet off and he's like, or have you never wondered why I'm called Black Manta? And so like
that's a big reveal.
This white writer was just like, yeah,
that's a good line.
That's why he's called Black Manta. Not because he's wearing all black.
No.
It's because he's a black guy.
It's because he's a black man. Tuh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Like, did Aquaman not know that before? It's not like...
I don't know. It seems like a weird time to, like, bring it up.
It's very weird that he built up to that moment, and he's like, yeah, I'm a regular guy, but I'm black, so that's the big reveal. Like, it's so absurd.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if he's White Manson, and he's like, that's right, I'm white. Bitch, bet you didn't expect that. Yeah. I'd be like, I don't give a shit. So, yeah. Aquababy's dead. Next one is Aquaman 57.
Yep.
So now we're on regular Aquaman. Aquaman finds Black Manta after like fighting some more goons and like aquatic life drones and shit, and they get into a fight, and Aquaman has the chance to drown Black Manta by like pulling an air tube, but he has mercy and he just has like the Navy arrest him or something, and that's pretty much what happens to this issue.
So that kind of shows like him being like a hero, like having like some self-control, you know?
Which is cool. There, I do like the action of a villain of him tying Aquaman to a missile to try and like launch it. I always think that that's just like some fun.
It's just like some rope.
That's all it is. And he like launches it and he just like gets out of it. So it works.
Yeah. One of his henchmen like was turning on him and he shoots the ropes and he's able to get free. That's what he needed.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so he gets help from, his name's Mr. Durham.
Yeah.
He like betrays Black Manta, but Manta gets him back because he uses the Serum X on him, and now he's exclusively a water breather. So he can't like go back to his regular life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, it's a little dark actually. But yeah, that's pretty much that issue. The next one is all Aqualad. So I didn't even read it. I just looked at the pictures and here's what I assume. But it's like him trying to find out who his parents are, but he doesn't. So that's everything that happens. And then I summarized just the rest. But the rest that only matters. So let me tell me if this is a good description.
That's kind of what I did too, yeah.
So turns out Aquababy wasn't dead. He was just unconscious. But he was still sent to Dr. Volko, who's like the old guy that is now the King of Atlantis, who determined that the only way to save him was with a healing device from Mara's home dimension. I don't know how he knows that, but that's the only way to save him. Aquaman goes off for revenge, not really knowing that his kid is still like barely alive. So he's like trying to fight off Black Manta or whatever villain he's trying to fight off, while Mara goes to get the healing device. But then when she gets back, Arthur Jr. is dead. And so the rest of the trade is just Mara and Aquaman like angry at each other. But they have one more adventure that teaches them that they like still love each other and that they can get past this. And then Ocean Master shows up for a little bit. But like, how absurd.
Yeah, like the
baby dies. Uh-oh. Actually, he's not dead. He's just unconscious. And we need to have an other dimensional adventure to try and save him. And then she gets back and he's dead.
Yeah, he's trying to get some gun thing that would heal him. Like a healing device.
Yeah.
And like the cover of this trade was like the cover for 452, I think. Or I don't know, something like that. And
like, learn to check a pulse, Aquaman.
Yeah. And then like the last page is like Aqualad. He's like, how's Arthur Jr.?
that was pretty funny, actually.
And then everyone's like, ooh.
like Aquaman and Mara, they're like figure their shit out. Their marriage is like fine now, kind of.
Yeah.
And then Aqualad's like, where's Aquababy?
Yeah. Just a couple of things that I thought were like fun. So, or things I want to bring up. Aquaman's like fighting like fishermen or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's this panel where he's like, nice try, ugly. And I just thought that was really funny.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Just call someone ugly.
Like, it's like, got him.
It's like, oh, man.
So like this, in this issue, like fisherman like hooks him up to like some solar thing that would dry out Aquaman or something. And it's connected to like a...
like fucking SpongeBob.
Something like that. Yeah. And it's connected to a lighthouse. And there's like a flashback to, you know, Aquaman's like origin or whatever.
Okay.
And so when he's doing that, instead of watching him die, Fisherman just leaves. because like his dude, boss or whatever.
Does, he's always fucking busy, I guess.
And then Aquaman just gets out of it.
That's the third time he's had Aquaman and he just has to like stay.
Yeah, and he's saved by like crabs or something. No, hermit crabs. He's saved by hermit crabs.
Oh my
gosh. Which is cool.
I do like that they try and spice up like what aquatic life saves him. Like sometimes it's fucking dolphins or octopus. This time it's crabs. I respect that. What pisses me off is that this whole trade kind of burnt me out, right? And there's a whole issue where Aquaman, Batman, and Green Lantern team up. And I just didn't want to read it.
Yeah, same.
I was like, what the... Dude, put this earlier. This would have given me so much spark to like finish the rest of it. But since it was after Aquababy died and it was like kind of lame, I was like, damn.
Like there is like a... so many issues that like didn't have to be in here that would have like this could have been like 5 issues
yeah
to make it like a complete story 100%. You know, but there's just so much like filler in there yeah. You know,
also
it's like almost like it was they were just trying to publish or collect like old issues mm-hmm. but they just took this chunk and called it Death of a Prince
yeah
but it's not necessarily focused on that
yeah because he doesn't even show up for like 100 pages.
It's basically like an archives trade, you know?
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Dude, look at this robot. It looks like a Wu-Tang robot or something. It's got like the Wu-Tang logo yeah, on his chest. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's hard.
There's like a plot where Mera is pissed at Aquaman because he wasn't there to see his baby die or something.
Yeah, he's like, I thought he was already dead.
Or yeah, he was like, I thought he was gone. I was like trying to avenge him or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, even if he was there, what was he supposed to do to stop the kid from dying while Mera was out in another dimension doing shit?
Like, yeah, that was her Mara's whole reason like be, missing
yeah so like that was her whole reason to be mad at Aquaman is because he wasn't there mm-hmm. even though he thought he was, but also like what was he gonna do? So
yeah, no,
I was very frustrated.
She's very very unreasonable. I get it, it's like a mourning mother.
Yeah.
But like yeah,
but then they have an adventure and they figure it out.
Do you know who Cobra is?
No.
Apparently that's a guy who ends up being like an issue. So when it shows like Green Lantern, like he's like green and then like black, you know, like his like
yeah.
sleeves. But he's like honestly like mostly gray and it looks really cool. Like this panel, you know?
Oh yeah.
I'm like, I think it looks awesome.
Yeah, the like the highlights of his suit are gray. Yeah.
And he's got his romper, you know?
Yeah, I love the romper.
They're always like communicating what's happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, here's Aquaman. He's using his like little memory, his like communication thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's like a his head. And there's more of like the communication thing.
Yeah.
Just in case you forgot what he's doing right here.
You got a reminder.
And then, yeah. And then it shows like, then it shows the fish coming.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, why was that put there? Like,
there at some point in this story, there is like something being shot at Aquaman and he controls fish to just like dive in front of whatever's being shot at him to save him. And I'm like, you just killed those fish.
Fish don't feel
you're
pain.
Not, you're not a hero.
Yeah. Oh, dude, did you see? You know what's kind of funny? Is that like Mira like pulls like an Amber Heard, you know?
Which is crazy. Dude, yeah.
Which is crazy because Amber Heard is Mira.
The comics got it right.
I know. They could tell. She's like, I'll kill you too. Like, I'm like, whoa.
I'll shit on your pillow.
He's like, you killed my baby. I'm like, no, he didn't.
He did not. He tried very hard to save
you. You clearly did not read these last issues.
You should be angry at Topo, if anything.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that fucked up.
I'm almost done. Wait a sec.
No, keep going.
So after like the other dimension issues, I just like flipped through and I think I got the gist of a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
So there, I can't remember who this was that he was fighting, but he's like, wrong, scum. The next stop for you is jail. And he's just like, jail.
That's a good pose.
I think that's so funny.
Like the artist is like, how do I really sell this?
Jail.
Finger gun.
Yeah.
Back matters.
All right. So, and after all that work, Nathan,
mm-hmm.
there's no back matter.
No fucking back matter.
Are you kidding me?
Give me...
dude,
something
retro
dude.
Pencils are so sick.
Yeah, who was it? Jim Aparo.
It was like 10 people.
Yeah, there's a lot, but I think the main stuff was like Jim Aparo, and he's so good.
He is.
Show
very
me
good.
An Ocean Master design, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Ugh, it's so frustrating. This is the worst.
Anyway, you want to do it, and I when I saw it was like 300 something pages, I'm like, oh, Nathan won't want to do this. But then you're like, let's do it. We got to do it.
That was a mistake. Don't ever let me do that again. It was old and it was long and
yeah, that's like
it was nonsensical.
This drained. That's a recipe for disaster, especially for you.
Yeah, it drained so much for me. And then I have to like figure out what the fuck happened each issue, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Anyway.
So no back matter. So let's get into.
So hopefully none of this happens in the movie, but I've kind of heard that it does. In like screenings.
What would you want to wait? What do you mean?
So I heard like in like some screenings of like Aquaman 2 that people have like walked out.
Yikes.
Because like a baby dies. So I think they do it. But like at one point, when is like.
I wonder how they
who's
do
the
it.
Director? The guy from.
James Wan.
James Wan. Yeah. When does it. He get to the point where it's like, maybe we don't need to do stuff that was in the comics, you know? Like, I don't care that it's, like, being true to the comics by killing a baby, you know?
Yeah. It seems weird to introduce a baby and then kill it in one movie.
Yeah. So, but also, why have the baby at all if you're not going to kill it?
Yeah. This movie has been such a mess, it feels like. Like, production of it, and then there's, like...
I don't even know what if I heard is, like, real. That's just, like, what I've heard.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it happens.
And that's crazy.
And then there's like all the production stuff of like Amber Heard being like very controversial. And it's like, how are they going to figure that out?
Yeah.
And like so much change in like the DC universe, like the movie universe.
I think this is the last thing for like a year and a half.
This has been through so much. So I'm kind of like interested to see just like what happens, but I'm not interested at all in the movie. I didn't like Aquaman 1 at all, really.
Everything's kind of like a train wreck right now, and I'm kind of here for it.
This is like the end of the train wreck.
I love just seeing like
it's very
how things fun. Just aren't really working.
And there's going like, to be a sick documentary about how this DCU was such a fucking mess.
And yeah. Like
I can't wait
10
to watch
years
it.
From now, yeah. And it's like people speaking out about all this shit.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So what would you like to see from this comic in there? I want to see a dolphin smuggling heroin.
Dude, I want like a retro like Orm shirt, get up, you know?
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
Where he's got like purple on and shit.
Yeah. I think at one point he has like armor that's from the ocean, the reefs. What do you call those?
What?
Aquaman has like, no, it's like the hard shell stuff.
The hard shell stuff.
And like
tacos?
Yes, exactly. Anyway, he has like armor from that. They're like going away.
Who's going away?
the reefs. What do you fucking call them? It's like very hard, like rocks almost, or like
coral?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
You want him to have a coral outfit?
Yeah, he had like some cool coral armor at some point that was like harder than what he could like normally have.
And yeah, coral's like super hard, I guess.
Yeah. So that would be cool. Maybe Bagula. I'd like to see Bagula, this fucker.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway. What if they introduce Aqualad and he was like super lame? Aquaman's like one of those characters who was clowned on, but he managed to like get out of it, you know?
That was kind of like
and now
Jeff
it's like,
Johns, I guess. And then you also just throw in like a tattoo Jason Momoa and yeah. just make him like the surfer dude.
And like the image is like fixed. And now the character that's clowned on is like Green Lantern, I feel like.
It's just because of that movie, I think.
I think so, but like people just been leaning into it, you know?
It's funny.
It's tough for me.
Yeah, I know. You know how things like are no longer a joke, but like it's just kind of easy to keep going with it? Kind of like gingers?
That's exactly... Green Lantern is the ginger of superheroes. You nailed it. Because they fucked up with one movie, and then it was just easy to like clown on it.
Like I married a ginger, and I never really thought the ginger jokes were funny, but they still like, I still hear them.
Yeah,
you know, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absurd.
Anyway,
let's go into the pull list. Colin,
shove it in your box.
The pull list. What did you shove in your box?
Daniel.
Hey, Ben.
I picked up some stuff, okay, and I didn't tell you about it in the last episode. I know we're double recording, but DC had a Cyber Monday fucking sale on Comixology, and like so
they had a
many
sale on Comixology.
Yeah, they did.
I didn't know that.
And
dude, fucking Barnes Noble or Nook had like a sale.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, I don't even know if I want anything digital necessarily,
dude. There was huge like collections that were being sold for like $1.79.
Whoa.
So I spent like maybe 10 bucks and I got a bunch of shit.
Let's hear it.
So I got all of 52.
Oh,
I think
nice.
I think it's on Comixology, but we're going to be doing that for episode 200. It's not.
How much was that?
It was like, I spent like less than $3, I think.
Whoa.
For all of it.
That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure it is on Comixology. You should look again. But I bought it
it's
just
on
to like
Hoopla
have it.
Too. So.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
DC Elseworlds, Batman Gotham by Gaslight.
Sweet.
Noir edition, so I think it's black and white.
Ah.
But then I think I also had the regular version because it's also on there. So I must have forgotten. I picked up Catwoman by Darwin Cook.
Whoa, Ed Brubaker?
All of that. Yeah, Ed Brubaker, Darwin Cook.
Nice.
I picked up Brightest Day. I've never read it. It's the event that came after Blackest Night. I picked up Starman.
Oh, the James Robinson one? Nice.
I've always heard about it, and I've always been kind of curious.
I feel like that's like a comics creator's comic, you know?
Yeah, that's why I'm curious about it.
We should do a Starman episode.
We should.
Yeah, just like First Trade or whatever.
Yeah. I picked up Ronin by Frank Miller.
Whoa, nice.
Yeah.
I really want to read Ronin. After reading 300, I'm like, I just want to read all this shit, you know?
I picked up New 52 Resurrection Man. Have you heard about him?
Yes.
I think like every time he dies, he gets like another power. When he's resurrected.
Is that him?
I think that's what it is.
Can you see the cover?
I don't know how to show you, but it's like this guy right here.
Yeah, yeah. He's just like a guy with long hair.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know what his deal is, but I've always like looked at that and I was like, looks pretty good. And then I picked up Solo. Have you heard of Solo?
Whoa, they had a collection of that?
They have a deluxe Solo collection.
Fuck me, dude.
Dude, yeah, I'm so...
Because that's out of print. So I would have bought that because you can't like get it physically.
It might still be like a Cyber Week thing. I'll double check.
It's on Comixology.
It's on Amazon's website for Comixology. And so I bought all of those. A lot of them are like big collections and I maybe spent like $11.
This is dangerous. Maybe it's just like a fucking like last hurrah kind
of
thing.
That's what it feels like. Like Comixology ship is fucking burning. It feels like a Bath and Body Work or Bed Bath and Beyond like clearance sale. That's what this feels like. And they're like, everything must go, even though it's like all digital. And so I was really happy to like pick up a bunch of these.
Oh yeah, it says like sales. There's like a sales tab. That's crazy.
Yeah. And is there like a DC's collection? There was like a Dark Horse thing that I was going to scroll through, but it was like too much.
Oh yeah, Black Friday sale.
There's like a DC collections one. And so I scrolled through literally every title. And
oh shit, yeah, it's still going on.
Yeah, you should jump on that. So I picked up a bunch of stuff.
It almost feels mean.
Yeah.
Because like I know I can get a lot of stuff on like Hoopla, but like
it's kind of cool,
not everything's on there. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
So scroll through that.
Why didn't you fucking text me? What if that sale was like gone today? You have to let me know about that shit.
Okay, all right. Next time I will.
I got.
It was like late at night.
I got you, Snarlygon. I'm getting you Bird King Volume 2.
Yes, you are. Thank you.
If your shop doesn't have it, and then. So do you know what you're getting this week?
Did you look ahead? No, I didn't look. What are you getting?
Batman 140.
Oh, yep.
Bird King Volume 2, of course, and then Transformers 3.
Wow. That already comes out?
Yeah.
Dang.
Dang.
Cool. That's what I'm getting too.
Did you watch anything new?
Yeah, I watched the Squid Game reality show.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a minute, but I also watched Nimona.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I wanted to read that comic because
I didn't know it was a comic until like the credits.
I literally told you, I'm like, yo, there's this Netflix animated movie coming out. It's called Nimona. It's based off a comic. And you're like, nah.
Dude, the movie's fire.
I heard it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Riz Ahmed's that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the dude.
He's got the Riz.
he's probably heard that so many times. And like Chloe Grace Moretz is Nimona in it. And
why'd you watch that?
I was gonna watch a movie to like fall asleep to, and I was like, I heard good things about this, and then I was just like drawn to it. Sophie fell asleep immediately, but she was like pretty tired.
Is it like childish or is it like good?
No, it's like it's good and like pretty funny.
Do you want to read the comic now?
Yeah.
Should we do an episode on it at some point?
Yeah, we should.
Cool. So read it, you know, whenever you want, and then just like take notes on it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll get to it.
I enjoyed it a lot. Like, the comedy in it's really good. It's very, like, the story that they're telling feels just unique because of the because of how underrepresented some of like the characters are.
Okay.
In like just traditional media. And so it was really cool to see like how they handled that. And it was like very fun. It wasn't like kind of like the sole like part of their character, but it just made for like really interesting story. And there's like some good mystery behind it, you know?
Is it like a medieval kind of thing? Like, is that the...
It's like medieval. If medieval things made it to the future, because it's like in the future, but people are still like knights. And so people are still getting knighted, but it's like future swords and stuff.
Wow.
It's like really, it's pretty interesting.
Medieval futurism or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know what you'd call it, but it's like such a unique like setting.
Is it steampunk?
No, I wouldn't say that. It'd be like cyberpunk, I guess, if that's a thing.
But also not quite. Anyway.
Yeah, but there's still like guns and shit. So like if you have a sword, I don't really know.
So random.
Yeah.
I'll just check that out.
Yeah. There's a couple like laugh out loud parts I remember. So
cool.
I liked it a lot. And then I watched Squib Game.
Squib Game.
And you also watched Squib Game.
Yeah.
The reality show.
Yeah. Sarah started watching it. I wasn't interested in it, but then I was just like in the room reading and I'm like, it's pretty good.
Yeah. It's pretty like, spicy, dude.
Because there's like new games in it.
Yeah.
Some of them are kind of cop outs as far as like just doing something cheap, you know, like rolling some fucking dice or some shit. And if you roll a six, you're out.
I like that.
I'm like, that's fucking dumb.
Yeah, it is kind of dumb. There's like a lot of dumb ways to get out in the show, but it's like, that's the fucking game.
I like when they do like the stunts from like the, you know, the actual show.
Yeah. Well, like, there were.
Dude, the fucking glass bridge was terrifying.
I think it was just CGI. I don't think they fall super far.
I don't know, but I'm like, is there a net down there?
Die for real?
Yeah. Because
there's no after action sort of interview for some of those people.
It's
not actual
glass. It's like breaking. You know,
yeah. And there's like drops.
It's like a second you have to wait to see if it works or not.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is some strong ass glass. Is this magnets or something? I don't know how it's so strong because like two people will be on that shit. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if I was even going to like it because I'm like, I've seen the show and people die in that shit. No one's getting shot in the face.
Yeah.
But there's something to...
Is that how they die? They get shot?
Like, they would get shot in the face. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Well, at least for Red Light, Green Light.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, the statue thing did that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But apparently the Red Light, Green Light was edited to make it look like it happened over the course of 5 minutes. But it was actually, like, 6 hours or some shit.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
And so there's, like, some people that were on the show on TikTok talking about how that was, like, probably the hardest one.
Yeah.
Just because they had to stay still for, like, 50 minutes at a time.
Yeah. Because, like, I think someone, like, squatted... When they stopped, but then had to stand there for like, or squat there for like 30 minutes or something.
Yeah, but they like made her look like a bitch because they edited it to make it look like she was only squatting for like 20 seconds before she gave up.
Still kind of a long time.
Actually.
But like not as bad as what she actually did.
Like I'd probably get all fucked up too if I had to squat for like 30 seconds. So I didn't even think anything of it.
But
I like the changes that they made to the games. And I like what they've added because it was very clear that like people were trying to group up so that they'd win in like tug of war.
Yeah.
And then they're like, psych, bitch, we're not doing tug of war.
We're
playing Battleship, which I think was dope.
Dude, me and Sarah downloaded like a Battleship app. And I'm like, because we were watching them, like, why the fuck would you do that? And then like, we're just like going over like strategy and Battleship.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you want to play some fucking Battleship right now? Yeah.
I like the gamer chick that like knew the strat. Where it was like the most commonly hit spot in Battleship.
Oh, yeah, like C3 or whatever.
Yeah, she's like C3. And then she
hits
that.
Is it the British one?
Yeah, she had like yellow like highlights in her hair or something.
Yeah, she's definitely baddest.
I thought like she was going to win. When I was just selecting someone random, I'm like, I think that guy could win or that girl could win. She was one of my picks.
I kept thinking like athletic, but like there wasn't really anything like that. Was there ever a tug of war? I didn't watch all the episodes.
There was not a tug of war, no.
That's lame.
And so they like, there was clearly people anticipating that.
Yeah.
And people grouping themselves up.
With big dudes or whatever. Yeah.
And so then it was like Battleship instead. And it was interesting how they did it because if your ship was sunk, you're out.
Even if your team wins.
Even if your team wins, yeah.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks. Or if your team.
Which I thought was cool.
I thought that was cool. But it's. It's also like just
then if you lose, then the captain and the lieutenant are out or whatever, which blows.
I also like when people are just sliding other people. Like it feels so sinister.
Yeah, and then like it, you just got to feel so shitty when like you get someone else out because of like some decision you made.
Mm-hmm.
Battleship's fucking random. Like it's all chance, you know? And it so is. It's like that. Then so when you get to go on, but some people on your team are out, that's fucked.
Yeah. It's tough. And people, when people are like getting eliminated, it really feels like they're actually dying because like people are like weeping.
It's funny when people just like fall over.
I like that. I mean, they started just like taking them out of the room, but I wish they had like the fucking gunshot things on the whole time.
Yeah.
Trey got fucked over. He was the guy on the bridge who had to like jump multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Because that bitch Ashley wouldn't wouldn't be a team player and jump one time.
Yeah, that was so cool that they came up with that. I don't know if they did that in the show, but to where for everybody it's 50-50, not just like the first 10 people or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
That was awesome.
I think that was such a good, smart system.
Yeah.
And it was just fucked.
Mm-hmm.
It was just fucked. Did you watch the part where they were doing like the cookie?
No, I think that's, I started watching like at the end of that. It looked gross. People was like spit were all in like the little tin or whatever.
I was like hanging up Christmas lights during that thing, but there was a, they had them, all the contestants line up into four lines.
Yeah.
And then the front four people of those lines had to go in a big room and they had to decide which cookie their line would take. So there's like the triangle, circle, star, umbrella, right?
Uh-huh.
But if they didn't come to a unanimous decision, those four people would die. And then the next four people would go in and have to like decide how to like unanimous, like they would have to decide for their line who would get umbrella. That essentially
sounds chaotic.
It was fucking crazy.
No one wants to fucking
and star Sophie had whatever, the smartest way of figuring it out, and it was just RPS all the way.
I don't know what RPS means.
Rock, paper, scissors, baby.
Ooh.
Like do like a mini rock, paper, because you only have 2 minutes to decide. Mm-hmm. And so it went through like four rounds of people that just killed themselves because they didn't want umbrella. They tried to like strong arm the other people into taking umbrella.
Yeah.
And so four groups of people like just couldn't decide. And then eventually someone caved. But I think rock, paper, scissors is a good way to decide that.
It's
like whoever loses like three games, rock, paper, scissors, because someone will.
But people are going to like bitch, you know, just because they lost something, you know, because it's 4 million on the line or whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's why so many people died initially.
But it's crazy that like in that marble like thing where those two people like just couldn't decide on a game.
Yeah.
Because that one girl didn't just didn't want to throw.
But
you didn't see that?
Yeah. Sophie watched it without me.
Oh, what a hell.
We watched the first five episodes and I come home from work and she's like two episodes in like that I didn't watch.
So they got like a treat because some people did like a chore, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the treat was like you got like a picnic, right?
Yeah, I saw that part.
And then everyone got paired up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like this dude and this girl, and this girl did not want to do like a throwing game with marbles because you just made up the game that you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then with like 30 seconds left, they just decided to do a throwing game because they couldn't figure it out 20 minutes in. And they're just throwing it in like a pot, but they both make one in with all their marbles. And so they're just like, what do we do? And then they both just die because they couldn't figure something out.
That's crazy.
And so it was just like, wow, like you're pretty fucking close. Like top
I wanted
20.
To see like the kid and his mom like face each other off. That's what I wanted to see from that episode. That and happened, so that got skipped.
It's like, it's just whatever. They're just like throwing fucking marbles in dirt.
Yeah. What would you do in that?
I was thinking about that. I would want to do like, kind of like a target thing, right? Where it's like middle is like better, but almost like you'd have to like bounce it off a wall.
Oh.
So it's not just like basketball.
I
it's
love
like,
that. Yeah.
That seems like it's like craps.
You have to like, take two to throw it.
Yeah. So it's not only like how accurate you are throwing, it's like you have to figure out angles and shit.
Yeah.
Because it's like a little bit more random.
Mm-hmm.
Or that what they do in the show with like the odd even thing. That's cool.
Yeah. I like that.
I've never played that, but it seems fun.
Yeah. It seems like it'd take a while, but. And dude, the last episode that came out, because I think we watched the
semi-penultimate.
Yeah, because now it's down to three.
Yeah.
And going from nine to three, that game they played with the box that they give someone and it will like eliminate someone.
Yeah, they just did
unless
like,
they guess who it is. Yeah.
Thumbs up, seven up or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fucking wild.
Yeah. Phil bodied that.
Phil clutched. And I did not believe in him whatsoever.
Yeah, I never really like liked him. He just didn't seem like someone I would like.
Yeah.
He had very like theater kid energy, which is fine, but like it just doesn't mesh with me, I guess.
He won so many points with me because I was like, I've always like you know.
He's so dramatic about it. He's like, I think it was you.
Yeah, like a fucking anime person.
Yeah.
He's like, I think it was 457 or whatever. It was like, damn.
And then he doesn't fucking flinch until like they like call out their number and he like gets them.
Dude, it was so cold. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
Also, what's your opinion on Mai?
A snake.
I think she did nothing wrong.
She was like fine, and I didn't really care about her up until like the last couple episodes. And then she just like, I was like with her. And then this last episode, I'm like, why is she lying about everything? And why is she like going after, I know she's trying to be strategic.
Yeah.
But she's also keeping up this front of like the mom of the group or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, whatever.
After Chad left, she's on her villain arc. She's on her black suit Spider-Man arc right now.
I guess so, dude.
She like, so Ashley was the one that fucked over Trey and made him jump multiple times on the bridge thing.
Yeah.
And she was just being stubborn and not going. So Trey had to jump like 3 times before he eliminated. So he was like my favorite. But
I didn't like
so
him.
She sucks. I'm like, what?
He's a mama's boy.
I was like, what a hoe. And so then Mai was like, you know, you weren't being a team player, so I'm going to nominate you to potentially get knocked out if I roll a 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that seems fair.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like, she should get, you know, some karma or whatever. It doesn't work.
Everyone should roll for her.
Dude, that would have been fucking crazy.
I would have loved that.
And so then, like, they've had this tension the whole time. And I'm like, damn, that's awesome. But, like, I didn't blame her at all.
Yeah.
So now she's a top 3. Who do you think wins? Beard? You think Beard wins? Do you think
Mai wins? I, like, want Sam to win, but I feel like Mai is going to end up winning if it's rigged, you know?
I want Mai to win. But if I was a betting man, I think Beard wins. Is that Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the last thing is going to be. No one does.
No one knows how Squid Game works, so I don't know how they're going to do that. But they have to do Squid Game, right? So, because that's what the show's called.
It's like, that's like the game. I thought it was like cricket or something.
No, there's a thing that'll knock one person out, and then it'll be 2 left. And then I think that's how you play Squid Game, is like 1-on-1. So I don't really know.
I don't know. I feel like I don't really like anyone that's left necessarily. As far as like who's left, I'd pick Sam, but it's like whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, the show's been really strong, I feel like.
Yeah, it's like rated pretty low, and like a lot of people don't like it because of like, you know, all the conditions or whatever. But the
conditions are strange, and it's also weird to just like do this show because the show is like a commentary on like capitalism and how it like fucking drains people or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what the show is.
I kind of want to watch like Mr. Beasts after this, you know, because I think he did it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, that's another reason why I didn't want to watch this, because I was like, I've seen like a version of this, but they're very different.
Okay. Anyway, did you watch Scott Pilgrim Takes Off?
I watched, a couple episodes of that. Have we talked about that?
We talked about it at Thanksgiving, but not on the pod.
Oh, okay. It's awesome.
Yeah, I finished it today because I wasn't sure if you like finished it or not.
No, I got to Chris Evans' episode.
Okay.
So that's like 4 or 5 in, I think.
4.
And
did you just see he has like cankles when he doesn't have pants on?
No, I didn't. But
his
that's
like
funny.
Legs are just like straight, and like it doesn't like thin out on the ankle. So he just has like these cankles.
That's funny. It's great. Like the first episode, you're like, okay, cool. This is just the movie or whatever.
I was like, yeah, we'll get more context. I like this. In which I
had fun watching it, and I liked the Brian Lee O'Malley style.
Yeah, then I'm like, wait a fucking minute. Like, and when Scott Pilgrim dies.
Yeah, spoilers. But yeah, Scott Pilgrim fucking dies. And I'm like, well, that's not how that goes.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this then?
They like do the thing that like the comic does where it's like, oh, we'll talk about that in a later episode.
I do like that. Yeah, that's good.
And like instead, like Ramona like delivers DVDs for Netflix.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
I was like, oh, this is genius.
Instead of Amazon, which is what it was before, I think.
The Knives design, she looks like she's like a part of the Gorillaz.
Dude, I was thinking the same thing.
She looks so cool.
I mean, it's just the black eyes.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Black circle eyes. But yeah, I thought that too.
But like, yeah. Like,
so we're seeing the idea is that Ramona has to like squash beef with her exes or something.
Not really. I guess like there's something that's kind of what ends up happening, but she just kind of marks them off of like her suspect list of like what happened to Scott.
Because she knows that Scott's alive because of the sub-hyper-head-space, sub-highway, whatever.
Yeah, that.
She knows that Scott's alive, and so she's like, let me figure this out. And there's also some like turmoil that's happening with the League of Evil X's. And so it's all very interesting. I'm glad that it's like this because I don't know what's like happening.
It's like so meta.
Yeah.
You know, it's like written by people that know that this was like a movie and a comic, you know?
Yeah.
Which is fun.
And now it's a show, which is something completely different.
That we get this story, I guess, and these characters in like three different versions.
Yeah.
Which is awesome because like it's not really for anybody except people who just like the property.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like for the comic fans or like the movie fans. It's kind of like for both of them.
Yeah, which is very unique.
Because I don't know who would have finished it necessarily if it was just like a longer version of the movie.
Yeah.
Because this, when it's like completely different, then we're like, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. You know?
I just think Chris Evans' character is so funny. Like the way that he talks.
Yeah, he's in it a lot.
Or like when he's doing like action, he's like, huh. He's like doing all these like funny noises, and he just like makes me chuckle like every time he's on there.
He's definitely one of the best. That his episode, like there's like the director, and it's Edgar Wrong.
Edgar Wrong is so funny.
Genius. And he's kind of got like a higher pitched voice, Edgar Wright, and so they have like this voice actor to kind of like make fun of him. I think.
It's not Edgar Wright that actually like
voice actor. No. It's like the bad guy from like Sky High, if you remember that.
Yeah.
It's like a goofy teacher or something.
Yeah, it's crazy because the movie is a part of the show.
Yeah, and like it's like
Neil wrote the Scott Pilgrim versus the World movie and they're filming it, but as if like
he won the fight with Patel, which is the movie.
Yeah.
And then like
it's so good.
And then like what's that? Lucas Lee, he's like cast as Scott Pilgrim. He's like, Pilgrim.
That was hilarious.
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't Lucas Lee. I thought it was the vegan.
No, Scott Pilgrim was played by Chris Evans' character in the movie, in the show.
Like, I'm Scott Pilgrim.
I'm Scott Pilgrim. Yeah. He's like, did you know I was in this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. So you have finished it. So yeah. Is it like well worth the watch, do you think, still? Or
yeah, so the second last episode I think is my favorite episode. I'm still like sitting on it.
Okay, cool.
The last episode is fucking nuts, so you have to finish it.
Okay,
like,
it's got
such a rewarding ending.
Cool.
But I'm also have like a lot of questions.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's gonna be more, like it's not definitive necessarily.
Oh, okay, interesting.
And also in the episode that you watched, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
Yeah, like, dude. I noticed it immediately.
I was like, fuck. Yeah. I noticed Nick Frost. I didn't notice Simon at first. But then
same.
Yeah. He's just got like that. He's like British or whatever. Yeah.
And I was like, cool. They're involved in this now too, which is awesome.
Did you watch the episode where like Wallace like has like lots of Riz?
Wallace. No, I haven't.
Okay. That's the next episode.
Yeah.
So you're about halfway.
Yep.
It's so good, dude.
I'm enjoying it. Yeah. I'm having a lot of fun watching it. So I will finish it.
Now that I've watched it all, I like want to like rewatch it, and also want to finish the books
because
It's just like you just got like this momentum for it again, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, super good shit.
Agreed.
Yeah, good episode. What are we reading next week, Nathan?
Our Christmas book, Last Christmas.
It sure is Last Christmas, Nathan.
Yes.
Written by Jerry Duggan.
Yeah.
Artwork by.
No idea.
Rick Remender.
What?
Yeah, he was like an artist before he was like a full-time writer.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I already peeked into it. And it's very fun art. It's very cool.
It works. Is it a cool book?
Yeah, it works really well for
nice.
Like the spirit.
Nice. I like that.
And the first time I've seen his artwork.
I love a Christmas book.
Yeah. Thanks everyone for watching. Thanks for listening. We got our link tree in the bio. Check out the socials. Mm-hmm. Like, comment, subscribe if you would like. We'd appreciate it. Tell us what if you think the baby is going to die in Aquaman 2.
What's your baby prediction? Also,
under over, baby dies. Dies or lives.
Also, let us know if we were on your Spotify Wrapped.
Ooh, yeah.
Big shout out to Dinger. We were number one for some reason.
Our boy Dinger.
On his Spotify Wrapped.
And same with Brandon Kittle.
Yep.
He was number one as well. He only listens to three podcasts, but we were number one.
Yeah, that's right. We weren't even on my top five podcasts. So it's like.
We were number two on mine because I also listened to all the episodes.
That's absurd.
I like have to like make sure like it it turns like goes out through, right.
Yeah.
Like in the headphones, you know,
mm-hmm.
and like in the car. And so, but yeah, email us at trailblazerspod@gmail.com and then we'll talk at you next week.
Yep. Peace.
All right. Bye.